You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Dirty Rain, that is Austin Galante. And Austin is a music producer, vocalist, director, cinematographer, and actor. And Austin has worked on songs featuring major recording artists, worked at a major motion picture studios while living in LA, and has 25 music videos and one feature film to his credit. Make that two feature films. Austin is releasing his second feature film, Sanguine Teeth, on a Driftless Road, and it will premiere at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie on June 7th. And here to talk about his life and the movie industry and the multi-talented artist, Austin Galante. Austin, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, did you miss snow in L.A. and decided to move back to Wisconsin? I mean,
not one bit.
Like, what was that? Right? You're in LA. Why didn't you stay there?
Well, a bunch of different reasons, but I met my wife out there and we ended up moving to Portland, Oregon. So,
oh, I see. Oh, so from LA to Portland, then to Madison.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio. Austin, you wear many hats, including director, actor, and musician. Tell us about Austin the musician. I mean, how did you get started in music?
Oh, I got started when I was like 12 or something, but not with instruments. I liked rap music. Uh-huh. And so me and a friend, you know, purchased some like drum machines and turntables and you know, made some beats and stuff. It was terrible, but
well, that's where you started, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, what was your parents' role growing up? Were they supportive of your music?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know that they really cared. They were busy working.
All right. Well, how did you get started acting and making movies?
Well, so I was in a band called Bad Fathers. That's actually the song that you just played, was the band that I was in for 10 years. And we toured around the country, and then we ended up moving out to LA because, one wanted to, but we also ended up getting a manager out there. And so we went out there, and I also wanted to act. I wanted to act since I was a kid. And, so I just kind of started doing that while I was doing the band. I got a couple agents out there, and, I think, LA Casting or whatever had kind of just started up. So you could go on there and you could, you know, look for things and apply to them. And, so I did that, and, I got to do a bunch of fun, weird random stuff, and that's kind of how I got started.
and then you worked on some big movie sets, Disney and stuff. Yeah. Tell us about working in the big time there.
I mean, it's super crazy. I mean, I don't know, I'm sure there's people here who've been on the lots and stuff there, but I used to live across the street from Paramount and Raleigh Studio, and I got to go do a few things there. Some of it was extra work and, you know, a few smaller roles, some commercial type stuff. But I mean, this is crazy being on those lots because they've got just, you know, like one warehouse dedicated to just like school stuff, you know, or like they used to, in the parking lot next to my house, they stored all the, like the Batmobile and, you know, all the famous cars you've seen were in the parking lot next to, you know.
Sneak in there and take a selfie in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Wow. Well, your second feature release, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, it premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Tell us about the movie.
It's a horror comedy, and I use the word horror loosely because it's not a slasher and it's not scary, but you know, some people do get their heads cut off, but it's mostly funny. It's a comedy movie about four vampires who get together for like a little road trip to a cabin in the woods, and you know, it's all that stuff that ensues along the way on the road, and then once they get there,
Wow. All right. Very cool. And who's in the movie? Are there any local personalities or anybody we might know?
So there are a lot of actors in the movie. I think there's over 30, but Charlie Mack is in the movie. He just won the golden ticket on Kill Tony this week.
Oh, wow.
Jason Horton, he's a horror movie director, and he just released the movie A Hard Place. He and I have an extensive scene in that movie, and Matthew Kenner's in it. Douglas Montoya's in it.
I saw Charlotte DeLeste.
Yeah, Charlotte DeLeste, the Channel 3000 news anchor, is in it.
Wow.
DJ Fusion is in the movie. Tony Lee Gratz, Michael Euler. There's a lot of different people in the movie.
What is your role in the movie? You act in it, right?
I do. Yeah, I'm the protagonist in the movie.
Nice. It will be out, as we said, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie, but it's also going to be on streaming services later in June. Tell us about your streaming plans.
I'm still working on getting it online. I'm waiting to make sure all the quality control stuff is right. So I'm just waiting to hear back on that. And it usually takes, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks or something like that. So hopefully it'll be up in June. As far as the premiere goes, you can get tickets for it on TickPick. If you search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, you have to get the tickets pre-sale. They won't have tickets at the door.
Oh, so. Good to know.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you get your movie into a major theater like that?
Well, you have to, for like premieres and stuff like that. Well, actually for pretty much any movie, they like sort of rent it. They have depending on where, like how big of a release you have, you're sort of like renting the space or whatever.
So, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive to get movies in theaters.
I would think so.
It's mostly promotion, really, is why big studios do it, because it lends sort of a credibility to the movie, and people stream it more because they're like, oh, that was in theaters, so it's a big movie.
Oh, yeah. Right? So. Yeah, and this is next Saturday. June 7th?
Saturday
and,
at 3 p.m.
Speaking of promo, you'll be on John and Gordy in the morning here on 92.7 WMDX, and then on Pete Schwabba's show coming up on Civic Media on Monday night.
That's right.
Wow. You're doing the rounds, getting some good promo. Now, I believe that we can follow some information about this movie at marshmallownapalm.com. Is that your website?
Yeah, that's it.
Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. It's the new feature film by Austin Galante. Premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Find out more at marshmallownapalm.com. Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio tonight and chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to hear one more song that you wrote for the soundtrack. It's called The Swamp. Set the scene up for us before we listen to the song.
This song is actually on the first movie that I did, Sweet Killing Machines. And it's the sort of like end scene of that movie. So.
Wow. All right. Well, let's take a listen. Austin Galante, thanks a lot for coming down. Your new movie, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Can't wait to see it. Let's listen to another song by Austin. This is The Swamp. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.